Good morning, Dean. And the Grammys are on the move, aren't they?
Well, in a few years they will be. They signed a deal yesterday with ABC to broadcast the Grammy Awards. And this will be the first time in 51 years that the Grammys will not be on CBS. That's been their longtime home for pretty much since the whole thing started. You know, they signed a deal for the Grammys to be on ABC. They'll also be on Hulu. It'll stream on Hulu and also on Disney Plus. So this marks, a whole new direction for the Recording Academy.
You know, it's interesting. I've been watching a lot of great music documentaries on Disney Plus, and it seems like the Disney company is going after a lot of music. Doesn't that seem that way to you?
It does. It sure does. They also released their full slate of movies that are going to be coming out next year. The Disney company is being, extremely aggressive with covering all their bases, covering entertainment. It's a lot more than Walt Disney ever imagined that anything would ever be. And he had quite the imagination. But they are keeping up like nobody else of, providing services and platforms and places to watch things and buying up rights for everything. So, good for them.
We'll be seeing is this a movie about Marlon Brando that's coming?
It is, yeah. And it stars Chicago's own Billy Zane. There is a photo that has been floating around online the last couple of days of Billy Zane as Marlon Brando in The Godfather. It looks exactly like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. When I first saw the movie, I thought it was a picture of Brando from, his Oscar-winning role that year. But it's Billy, who is starring in this movie that's called Waltzing with Brando, that is about Marlon Brando preparing to play The Godfather and also in the movie Last Tango in Paris. It also digs into his very reclusive life after that on this tiny little Tahitian island where he lived. Right now, this movie is only premiering at the Torino Film Festival, and they have not announced when it's going to be coming out yet. But I'm a fan of Billy Zane. I'm a fan of Marlon Brando. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was looking at a clip from the movie about Bob Dylan, and it really looks good.
Timothée Chalamet, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like him, sounds enough like him, and I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up. ABC can't wait to buy the rights to it all, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll bet. Want to celebrate Halloween at home tonight? Dean has some ideas for streaming stuff on TV.
Yeah, this is nice because, you want to bring a little Halloween atmosphere into your life. It's very easy to do it now with, being able to stream different things. For example, on Netflix, they have available to you Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, which is, one of the greatest of all time. Over on Amazon Prime, they have The Thing, the 1982 remake of The Thing. On Max, they have actually some many, many choices. A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. They've got 1979's The Amityville Horror. They've got what a lot of people, including myself, consider to be the scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist, from Chicago's very own William Friedkin. They've got Wes Craven's Scream. They've got The Shining over on Hulu. They've got The First Omen and the remake of The Fly, Paramount Plus, Bram Stoker's Dracula. They've got The Quiet Place, which is, fairly recent, but still a real nail-biter. Let me see here, which service was this? Paramount Plus, they have the movie Carnival of Souls from 1962, also one of the very best. They've got the Halloween movies. So the list goes on and on. Night of the Living Dead is also on Paramount Plus. Plenty of choices, but for me, if you're going to watch a Halloween movie tonight, this is the one to watch.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Peter Boyle, Frank, Young Frankenstein. That's so great.
It is. It makes me laugh out loud every time I hear that or see it. You know, the movie came out in 1974. It makes me laugh out loud every single time. It's got, you know, it's the spoof of the Frankenstein movie with Gene Wilder as Dr. Frankenstein, and with Peter Boyle, as you mentioned, who we learned to love later on. Also in Everybody Loves Raymond, talk about a different kind of role. But the movie had Madeline Kahn, the movie had Cloris Leachman, Terry Garr, who just passed away the other day. With Terry Garr's passing the other day, the only two primary cast members who are still alive are Mel Brooks and also Gene Hackman, who had that very small but so hilarious role as you know, the guy in the house, the blind guy in the house, who encounters the monster. And it's a short scene, but a really good one. It is the American Film Institute's 14th funniest movie of all time. Personally, I would rank it higher, but that's just me.
Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein. I remember seeing Peter Boyle at Second City here back in the day. Yeah. But, yeah, it's time to see that movie again.
I never saw him at Second City, but, boy, I sure have been a fan of his you know, forever, really.
And Terry Garr, so great in that movie. There's more Bozo to watch. Yesterday, a lot of people watched at noon, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a lot of reaction to this. A couple of videotapes were recently discovered by fuzzymemories.com, as in my understanding on this.
Mm-hmm.
They uncovered the tapes. They brought them to our attention. And they were full episodes of Bozo Circus from October 30th and October 31st, 1979. And they're, you know, they're pretty good shows, but they're such quintessential examples of this staple of Chicago children's TV. And what we did was we aired the October 30th show yesterday at exactly 12 noon. We didn't put it on the air, but we put it on our streaming services and things like that. I'll tell you exactly where you can see it in a minute. But we ran it at noon, exactly when the Bozo show used to be on the air here on Channel 9. And we're going to do the same thing now with the Halloween episode. There's a parade of children in Halloween costumes. There's Bozo and Wizzo having some Halloween fun. There are games and costumes and circus performers. It's just an incredible, incredible blast from the past. So this special Halloween episode will be today at 12 noon, and it will be running on the TV website, which is WGNTV.com/Bozo. You can also go to the WGNTV YouTube page, or you can see it on WGN Plus TV's streaming app, which is on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and select Samsung Smart TVs.
Also, we should mention it's that time again for the Dean Richards Tree Time Christmas Show. It's Sunday, right?
It's a classic. Yeah, it's this Sunday. We've got some great performers lined up from local theaters. We like to feature, you know, performers on the theater scene. We've got Performers coming in from the Marriott Lincolnshire's White Christmas. We've got performers coming in from the Stolpe Island Theater's Million Dollar Quartet that's connected with the Paramount Theater out in Aurora. We've got a performer from the Marriott Children's Theater's production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We've got Liv Warfield from Teatro Zanzani. We've got, how could I forget this? Eddie Carosa and his Boys from Illinois, a live polka band on hand that'll be with us. This is all a Tree Time. Christmas Creations, 22102 North Pepper Road out in Lake Barrington. That's going to be Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've got free food. We've got discounts if you're going to be doing any Christmas shopping. I think, Bob, that people are already lined up to get in there.
So it wouldn't surprise me.
It's like a new Apple Watch coming out. people line up days ahead of time to get in. So we'll see you out there on Sunday morning. It should be a lot of fun.
And it's all on the radio.
There you go. TreeTime.com.
What time can people hear that here, Dean?
That would be 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. this coming Sunday.
Everybody will be there except Frankenstein. Cannot make it.
Frankenstein.
Happy Halloween, Dean.
See you guys.
Ryan, mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Oh, baby!